Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 48. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 23. Partly sunny throughout Friday with a high of 45. And partly cloudy skies over Friday night with a low around 26. Still staying sunny as we head into Saturday with our high of 47. And mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with a low around 28. Warmer on Sunday, sunny with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court has announced they will be hearing the case regarding Title 42, the COVID-19 restrictions on immigration coming into the country, and Attorney General for the state of Kansas said that they are part of that case. As current Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has been on board trying to maintain Title 42, and Attorney General-elect Kris Kobach has also released a statement regarding the issue, saying, quote, the Supreme Court's decision to take Title 42 case is extremely important, both in terms of protecting our border and in terms of protecting the role of the state in our federal system. And one attorney in the state said, while it's an important issue for the state overall to handle and discuss, the issue won't necessarily affect the individuals that are currently residing in Kansas.
I don't know that it affects directly with what it would be doing right now if they're trying to get immigration through the paperwork itself. Obviously, if you've got family members, others who are caught at the border or something trying to come in, then it could affect your family members, but...
Title 42 is set to remain in place until the Supreme Court hears the case to decide on whether it needs to be repealed or not.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand-cut for your guests. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The average price for unleaded gallons of gas in the state of Kansas have been slowly on the increase throughout this week after the decrease that we've been seeing over the last few weeks. As WIBW reports that according to AAA of Kansas, the national average of price for a gallon of gas as of Wednesday this week was $3.13, up 3 cents from the $3.10 that was on Tuesday. Kansas's average price for a gallon of gas for unleaded fuel was at $2.77, up slightly from $2.75 earlier this week. The national average is still roughly 15 cents lower than the $3.28 a gallon that we saw just a year ago. Kansas is on par with the neighboring states, with Missouri sitting $2.74 for the average, Oklahoma at $2.75, Colorado slightly higher at $2.83, and Nebraska at $2.92. Average price for a gallon of diesel fuel in the state of Kansas, $4.05. That's a penny higher from just a week ago, and roughly 63 cents lower from the $4.68 that we saw a month ago, but is up near 77 cents from a year over year. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Grand Island Casino Resort at Fauner Park has officially opened for business after the ceremonial ribbon cutting on Tuesday and individuals coming in to check out the slots. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that the renovation includes 300 slot machines that were installed in less than 90 days of the construction. As officials with the casino say, they're pretty excited to be part of the community.
We love the community. We're Midwestern folks, and the folks here in Grand Island, you know, really stood out to us as our kind of people, and we thought that we could make a difference for the community. We've done, you know, very involved in our communities that we operate in.
That was Dan Keel, the CEO of the Elite Casino Resorts on KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say the temporary casino right now is only the beginning of what is yet to come, with bigger projects in mind. They also say that 20% of their revenues go directly into original property tax relief funds, giving tax relief to the community. Mid-America Network News.
Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend, and you get $40, and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year, and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A contentious debate between adjacent landowners and the Marysville City Council went on for 2.5 hours at Tuesday night's meeting after council proposed condemnation of shoreline property at the Country Club Lake that would allow continued public access for fishing. Chris and Deb Schrader challenged the council that the city had not adequately maintained the shoreline until they had purchased adjacent property and cleaned up the site. They had met with the Parks and Rec Committee twice previously in an effort to come to an agreement that would allow access. A back-and-forth confrontation, including accusation by the Schraders that the city had not met conditions requested, forced them to withdraw the proposal. The mayor and several committee members took issue, noting that the properties involved were on a public lake with maintenance and stocking funded by the city. It appeared that litter left behind and who would determine individual access were primary issues, and the city held that the lake had been public access for over 50 years. Valerie and Steve Prell also spoke along the same lines and went back and forth with council members as to specifics of previous meetings and conversations, asking in conclusion that the council not move forward with the property condemnation. A unanimous motion was passed later that the matter be tabled until additional information, including conversation with the individual in charge of a state program that provides funding, is available to respond. Council unanimously approved an increase in funding from $2,500 to $5,000 next year for the Marshall County Partnership for Growth. As requested by the council, the Planning and Zoning Commission presented regulations recently for changes to the Unified Land Development Code if intermodal containers are allowed in the city. Council had discussed the regulations from the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding the issue. The intention of the committee would be to allow intermodal containers in R1, R2, and R3 as an accessory building only and be a use permitted upon review. The containers in industrial and commercial zones would have different regulations. Changes would require a public hearing and several procedural steps would need to be followed. A motion to accept the regulations for the intermodal containers as written by the Planning and Zoning Commission and to move forward with the changed passed 4-2 at a recent meeting, with council members Colleen Behrens and Kevin Throm voting no. The Kester Block Advisory Board met and had suggested the rent for businesses in the Kester Block be raised by $25 per month and the apartment rent raised by $50 per month. Rents had not been raised since 2012. Council approved the recommendation unanimously. Approval was given Monday for annual mayoral appointments, as well as appointment of Elizabeth O'Rourke to the Convention and Tourism Committee. Council meeting was recessed until Thursday at 5, only to consider bills and year-end closeouts. Health fair labs are being offered all year round for Washington County residents at the Washington County Health Department, offering a blood profile with over 40 tests for $45, vitamin D level available for $35, and a men's PSA test for $30. These labs are available all year round, Monday through Thursdays from 8 a.m. until 11:30. Call for your appointment at 325-2600. Vaccinations available Monday through Friday. Call for more information. Jim Keir, age 73, of Gatesville, Texas, formerly of Washington County, passed away December 19th. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. in Gatesville, Texas, with the Scott's Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Keir. Ardell Wilkie, age 93, of Marysville, passed away December 26th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church.
Visitation Thursday, 10 until 4:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ardell Wilkie. Kenneth E. Kenny Shane, age 81, of Washington, passed away December 27. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Shane.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, baked beans, Normandy blend, and peaches. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, cheesy potatoes, asparagus, and cinnamon apples. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions continuing to stay dry and sunny throughout the region. These drier conditions will continue throughout the weekend before a large low-pressure system will start to make its way through on Monday, bringing a chance for some rain showers. For today, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. More sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And staying partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. More sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And mostly cloudy and mild throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Staying slightly warmer on Sunday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Some rain showers begin on Monday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, and rain Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December, 40, record high on this date, 69. The average low, 20, and the record low, 10 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:12.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center warehouses are packed and they need to move inventory out. With large capacity washers with agitators and dryers, $4.99 each. Reclining sofas and reclining love seats, $5.88. Your choice of colors. As always, free shipping within 100 miles on all purchases over $2.99. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The Nets stay white hot and a new career high for Zion. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Brooklyn took a 9-game winning streak into Atlanta. Kyrie Irving scored a team-high 28, 15 of them coming in the fourth quarter. Now Irving to the foul line, a jump stop, and a jumper is good for Kyrie. And a timeout called by Atlanta. WFAN on the call. The Nets edge the Hawks 108-107 to run their current league-best winning streak to 10. In New Orleans, with the score tied at 116,
and now a steal! Zion! Front court Z! Dunked it in! He took it away from McDaniels!
The call on WRNO, the dunk giving the Zion Williamson 13 points in a row for the Pelicans. He added a free throw, making it 14. The Pels' last 14 points of the game. He ended with a career-high 43. New Orleans holds off Minnesota 119-118 to tie the Nuggets atop the West after Denver's loss to the Kings 127-126. More NBA, the Bulls beat the Bucks again 119-113 in overtime. DeMar DeRozan scored 42 points while Giannis had 45, 22 boards and 7 assists in the loss. It was Washington 127, Phoenix 102. The Suns will be without all-star Devin Booker for at least a month with a left groin strain. Ouch! NCAA top 25 men's action, second-ranked UConn hosting Big East rival Villanova. Tie game early in the second half.
Stolen by Jordan Hawkins. Ahead to Diarra, front court left. Diarra left to John Hawkins for three. Got it. triple by Jordan Hawkins.
Jordan Hawkins gave the Huskies a lead they would not relinquish, leading the team with 22 points in a 74-66 victory. Number 3, Houston steamrolled Tulsa 89-50. 8th-ranked Alabama beat number 21, Mississippi State 78-67. Number 9, Arkansas upset by LSU 60-57. College football, number 14, Oregon State beat Florida 30-3 in the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
K-State fans, don't miss this year's Men's Basketball Big 12 Conference opener as your Cats host West Virginia 6 p.m. Saturday, December 31st in Bramlage. Be sure to arrive early for Lego Night and watch as Lego Master Builders create a life-size Wildcat-themed display on the concourse. Kids can interact with Lego activities pregame and enter to win prizes throughout the game. Tickets start at just $20, so order yours now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Whether you're wrapping up fall harvest or looking ahead to next planting season, Citizens National Bank is with you every step of the way. When it's time to update your farm machinery and equipment, check with the Ag team at Citizens National Bank. Great rates on any piece, new or used, with special financing options available right now. Farming is tough. Getting the money you need shouldn't be. Citizens National Bank wants to be your Ag bank and thanks you for your support and consideration. See them in Greenleaf or contact them today. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your market information for this Thursday, December the 29th. Well, yesterday the markets were greatly influenced by a drier Argentina forecast, China relaxing COVID restrictions, and a record Brazilian crop on the way. Plus, we call it the holiday silly season right now, and you can expect possibly some volatility until after the January USDA crop report is released. I believe that happens on the 11th. So all those things affecting the markets on your Wednesday. Here's the numbers look like. Corn for March finished the day at 682 and three quarters yesterday. That's up 8. May corn finished at 681 and a half. That's up 8 and a quarter. March wheat, 785 and a half final. That's up 11. May wheat was up 11 and three quarters yesterday at 792 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for March, 882 and a quarter yesterday. That's up 3. Kansas City wheat for May at 876 and three quarters, and that's up 4 and three quarters. Oats for March finished the day at 376 and a half. That's up 6. May oats finished the day at 370 and a quarter yesterday, and that's up 4. Taking a look at January soybeans for yesterday, finished the day at 1506 and a half. That's up 24 and a quarter. Soybeans for March finished the day yesterday at 1514 and a quarter. That's up 25 and a quarter. Cotton for March, 83.26, final price on your Wednesday. That's down 98 cents. Cotton for May, 83.30. That's down 83 cents. Live cattle for December yesterday finished the day at 157.45. That's up 62 and a half. Live cattle for February, 157.80. That's down 7.5. Feeder cattle for January, 183.47. Your final price on Wednesday. That's up 37.5. And feeder cattle for March, 186.20. Final price. That's up 80 cents.
As we wrap up the end of the year, it's time to take a look at the expected farm net income. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Greg Ibendahl, K-State Farm Management Specialist, shares a look at the 2022 expected net income for producers.
Well, you know, really farmers in Kansas have done pretty well over the last half dozen years or so because, farm income kind of bottomed out about 6 years ago. But ever since then, it's been rising every single year. And in fact, in 2021, we had by far and away our biggest net farm income for the state. It was easily a record here. So that was a really, really good year. And then coming into 2022, you know, we're kind of facing a new environment here with a lot higher input prices. But I was still predicting that 2022's net farm income is still going to be pretty good. It's going to be certainly way down from what it was in 2021. But from a historical perspective, I think it's still going to be pretty high, which is good for producers. The only red flag on the horizon is I don't think net farm income is looking too good going into 2023.
Ibendahl goes on to describe the challenges that we faced that could have set us back a little this year.
Going into 2022, we were definitely in an environment of higher input prices, but I think a lot of farmers were able to probably lock in some of those inputs before they really went very high. So I don't think farmers really saw the full effect of, like, you know, anhydrous got up to over $1,500 this last spring. So I don't think farmers fully felt that in 2022, although they are going to see that going into 2023. But really what got us in this last year was, you know, even though grain prices were still pretty good, just the drought that we had this last year was really bad for a lot of producers. You know, with yields being so low, that's going to really hold back net farm income this year. Now, those farmers who did have crop insurance, that's certainly going to help them out. But even though you got crop insurance to kind of help, not going to be as good as what it could be if we would have had normal rainfall this last year.
Ibendahl discusses the increase of expenses that we saw this year and what to expect for the year ahead.
So fertilizer kind of peaked out in this last spring where we got about $1,500 for anhydrous. That situation has not really backed off too much. I really expect that we're going to be looking at, you know, probably $1,200 to $1,500 anhydrous probably for the next year or two. So it's going to be pretty high, and I don't think there's going to be any way to avoid that like you could maybe last year. So that's going to be high for farmers going in. I guess I should mention, though, with fertilizer, you know, farmers are always thinking, should I cut back for fertilizer because prices are higher? But really, you know, the marginal revenue that you get for adding more fertilizer versus marginal cost, I don't think it's going to pay to cut back a whole lot, maybe just a little bit, but you're still going to want to apply probably close to your normal amount of fertilizer to get the yields that you need. So that's going to be a big expense. It's going to be hard for farmers to deal with. Fuel prices are high. You know, diesel is about $1.50 a gallon higher than what the gas price is. That differential has never, ever been this high, and that's not a good thing for farmers because even though gas prices have come down probably below $3, farmers are, you know, they're paying probably at least $4 for diesel fuel, so that's going to be hard to avoid.
Once again, that was K-State Farm Management Specialist Greg Ibendahl sharing a look at the 2022 expected net income for producers. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
And Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Final sale of the year begins at 10:30 this morning with almost 1,600 early consignments. 24 black steers and heifers weighing at 350 to 5, 18 weighing 5 to 6 and a quarter. 25 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 650, 75 in 5 to 7. 10 Holstein steers, 525 to 625. 35 mostly black steers and heifers weigh 5.5 to 650. 55 black and white faced steers and heifers 5.5 to 7. 60 weighing 5.5 to 750. 25 black steers, 575 to 750. 700 black steers and heifers 575 to 800 pounds. 50 black steers and heifers 6 to 7. 40 black and 7 tall cross steers and heifers weighing 6 to 750. 50 black and white faced steers and heifers 6 to 750. 50 black steers and heifers 6 to 8. 90 weighing in at 650 to 850. 50 black and Charley steers 750 to 9. 60 black yearling steers 8 to 850. 50 mostly black yearling steers at 875 and 120 black and red yearling steers 900 pounds. Those early consignments for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sale time at 10:30.
Food industry experts see some surprising trends on the horizon. We will share some of their predictions for 2023 on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 29th, the 363rd day of the year. Today's birthday list includes actors Ted Danson and Jude Law. The people who study food trends have made their prognostications. Here's what they see for 2023. Dietary fat, no longer considered a great health hazard, will contribute to a resurgence in fat-rich foods like whole milk, nuts, and avocados. Soda sales will continue to decline as consumers continue to opt for flavored sparkling waters. And black may become the new green. Antioxidant-rich foods like black rice, blackberries, and black beans will see growing demand. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more online at almanac.com.
The
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special cow sale in conjunction with the regular cattle auction this Friday, December the 30th, starts selling at 11 a.m. We'll have 46 choice black and black balance for first calf heifers, red to low birth weight bulls for February to April calving. There'll be 100 home-raised black and red Angus cows, 4 to 6 years old with Angus and semi-Angus sires, September, November calves by side. Cows will be exposed back since November 21. There'll be 30 reputation Hereford cows, 3 to 6 years old, bred to Hereford bulls for late January, February calving. We'll have 2 estate dispersals consisting of 175 black, white face, and 60 red Angus cows, 3 years to short and solid. They'll start calving February 10th through April. Be 45 Angus cows, 7 to 8 years old, bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for February, March calves. We'll have more bred cows and cow-calf pairs by sale time. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Friday, December 30th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
7:30 from KNDY, 30 in Marysville this morning, with highs around 50 on tap again today.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Oklahoma State Cowboys football team ended up falling in the guaranteed rate bowl on Tuesday this week as they fell to Wisconsin 24-17, struggling from the get-go as they went into the half 17-7. But it was a fourth-quarter drive for the Cowboys, putting 10 points on the board, that nearly put them over the top at the end.
Rangel out of the gun.
Wildcat fans, Dollar Day is back at Bramlage this season. All general admission tickets and select concessions are only $1 when your K-State women's basketball team hosts West Virginia on Saturday, January 7th in Bramlage Coliseum. Order your $1 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
Western National Bank admires the students in Axtell and all area high schools who work long hours to achieve their goals in academics such as science, history, and math. Good luck in this week's scholastic events and competitions from your fans at Western National Bank in Summerfield, member FDIC. Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated admires the students of Axtell High who study many hours and work hard achieving excellence in academics, such as FFA, FBLA, Scholars Bowl, and all other academic areas. Good luck at the events this week. From all of us at Axtell Truss Manufacturing Incorporated.
KNDY.
Stop looking at the